Fume, baby. I love this thing. This is an oral fixation alternative, and boy, I love it. Fume is the natural inhaler designed for a better, safer, and natural way to quit cigarettes. It is a no-smoke, no-vape, and no-nicotine replacement for the hand-to-mouth habit of smoking. Fume handcrafts wooden inhalers. They're beautiful. They have flavors like peppermint and conker. That's the one I'm into right now, with minty notes to stimulate menthol cigarettes, and other flavors like cozy chai and lemon berry bliss for a sweeter experience. All of their flavors are 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no artificial flavors, and absolutely no nicotine. And boy, I hope that you switch to it if you're a smoker or a vapor. Head to breathefume.com/Sarah and use promo code Sarah to save 10% off your entire order. That's 10% off your entire order when you head to breathefume.com/Sarah and use code Sarah. Hi, everyone. It's your best friend, Sarah. I was just looking at my phone, and this fucking Lindsey Graham, he's just such a weasel. He's such a piece of human shit. I mean, I don't like talking about people like that, and I'm sure he has his struggles. When I get this way, it's because I don't like when people, whatever they believe, when their beliefs affect the livelihood of others. It's as simple as that. Now, you might go, well, I believe abortion's murder. All right. But it's not true. I don't know what to tell you. Listen, so now he's got this thing, late-term abortions. This will be a law, a federal law, banning late-term abortions. I can't believe that I have to say this again, or that anyone has to say this again. No one is just going, you know what? I'm 7 months pregnant, but I feel like getting an abortion. Can we not trust women enough with their own goddamn bodies to do what is right for them? Do you know what? He made up this late-term abortion. This is something conceived from the GOP because they're so good at this. Boy, it's an emergency when these late-term abortions are planned pregnancies, when people want to have children. They want to have a baby. It is a tragedy when this happens, when they have to terminate a pregnancy, this quote-unquote late-term abortion. This isn't a whim. This isn't just changing your mind. God forbid if someone changed their mind at 8 months, they'd probably have the baby and give it away or something. No, this is a medical emergency. Or if it's not a medical emergency, it's an ectopic pregnancy, or it's the baby will suffer and die upon birth. It cannot be. And who are the people that push these laws? The same people that want small government, that want government out of their backyards. Fuck you, Lindsey Graham, and fuck all y'all. Let's just go through the states and see who's controlling women's bodies. Alabama, abortion is banned with no exceptions for rape or incest. I mean, the fact of that it's so sick to make a woman carry a pregnancy even when she was raped but at the same time, it's like, oh, okay, so it's not murder if it's rape or incest. Just let women control their bodies and make difficult or easy decisions about their own bodies. You would never do this to men. So, it's especially abhorrent, but it's also any restriction on a woman's right, a woman's liberty over her own body is, I call, bullshit. And I hope these politicians go to the hell I don't believe in. Alabama, completely banned. Arkansas, completely banned. Idaho, banned. Kentucky, banned. Louisiana, banned. No exceptions. Mississippi, banned. Missouri, banned. Oklahoma, banned. South Dakota, banned. Tennessee, banned. Texas, banned. Wisconsin, banned. Ohio, banned after 6 weeks. This is the place where the 10-year-old had to go to a different state after being raped and impregnated. And what did that state do, Ohio? They're investigating the doctor that helped her in the other state. We are in Gilead. Texas banned, Wisconsin banned, Ohio banned after 6 weeks, Georgia banned after 6 weeks, Florida 15 weeks banned, Utah after 18 weeks banned, North Carolina 20 weeks, Indiana 22 weeks, and on. All different shapes and sizes of ways that women can't make decisions for themselves in all sorts of states. We're in Gilead. Vote and vote in all the local shit. That's where it's happening now. It's state level stuff. I know in my New Hampshire, vote for Dr. Tom Sherman over Chris Sununu because Chris Sununu has signaled that he's going to do a lot more damage with abortion and women's rights. Have we not had enough Sununus in New Hampshire? Jesus Christ. So many pigs. Regular citizens who are anti-choice, that's your decision and your beliefs. But for the politicians taking rights away from women, I do not wish you well. And I believe you are going to the hell you seem to believe in. I hope you do. Let's take some calls.
You left me a message. Now I'm playing it for the world. Let's hear some voicemails.
Hi, Zara. My name is Ben. I'm a fellow Jew. I have a question about what do you think of labels? And what I mean by labels is not the ones you see like on cereal boxes. It's the labels you see or close. You hear. So a label where, for example, everyone I think labels people. So then people label you. So if someone said like, oh, you're nice, or someone's like, oh, you're an asshole, or oh, you're controlling, or oh, you're funny, or oh, you're too political, or oh, you don't talk about politics enough, which I don't think that's possible, because you talk about that a lot. But anyways, what is that mean to you? I have my definition and I want to hear your definition because I think you are really interesting and I wish this recording was longer so I could keep complimenting you, but just let me know. Okay, peace out.
You know, I mean, I think we've learned that when you tell kids who they are, they believe you and they become that. And I think it's the same with adults, you know. I mean, it limits people. When I was doing stand-up, people would say, oh, she's like the Jap, the Jewish-American princess comedian. And it always was odd to me because it was just like they just put me in a category. But, I mean, I'm Jewish. You can tell that from my name. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm like a country Jew. Like, that wasn't my persona. I did have a persona, that wasn't it. But for some reason, that was what people would describe me like in newspaper, you know, articles or something. She's like her thing is she's like a Jewish American princess. I was like, no, it isn't. But okay. Yeah, labels are weird. Well, look at gender. These things are constructs. They're humans invented them to be able to understand the world and ourselves better. But does it? I don't know. How do we undo it? I don't know. I know for girls, we're learning to stop saying, well, you're so pretty. I like your dress. What, you know? And I'm going to be honest, it seems so obvious, like, don't do that, but it's hard. You know? Instead, ask them questions. Hey, what are you into? What do you like? What are you interested in? We are progressive women are super aware of that for little girls, but also boys too, you know? These like invented traits that we make children fit into is just a really great place to start changing, unlearning that shit, you know? We have to stop telling children who they are and ask them who they are. Let them wonder about it. Let them have this blue sky to decide or not make it an issue at all. There is no mold we need to fit. It's just we just think that there is, you know, it's made up. And your question is a great question to ask. Progress starts with questioning the status quo. Like, we really want to like gender colors. Like it's like people don't really ask these questions. We just go like, oh, girls pink, boys blue. Like, why are there boys and girls sections in clothing stores for toddlers? Like, just, they have the same bodies. It's really odd.
Here's some ads.
You know, I've tried out multiple home security measures in the past. You know, the old school companies that set you up with outdated technology, overcharge you for service, and lock you into binding multi-year contracts. Yeah, no fun. That's why I feel great recommending SimpliSafe. Is there anything more precious than the safety of you and your loved ones? Of course not. So isn't it strange that not all home security companies truly put you first? Enter SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe protects you with cutting-edge security technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring agents who always have your back, giving you peace of mind. SimpliSafe's agents call you the moment a threat is detected and dispatch police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not home or can't be reached. Their agents will give you a call the moment a threat is detected and dispatch police or first responders in an emergency. SimpliSafe blankets your home in protection with advanced sensors for every single room, window, and door. HD security cameras for inside and outside. Smarter ways to detect motion that only alerts you when the threat is real. And even hazard sensors that instantly detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. SimpliSafe's customer-first policies make sure you're taken care of with affordable plans starting at less than $1 a day. And no long-term contracts or hidden fees, because feeling safe at home should not break the bank. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplisafe.com/Silverman. Go today and claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to simplisafe.com/Silverman. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Chime, baby. I don't know what it's been like where you all live, but here in California, it's been very hot, unbearably hot. If you're anything like me, you desperately need to cool off. Well, like a cool breeze, Chime is a refreshing way to handle your money. And when you need to access your money, you can do so fee-free at more than 60,000 in-network ATMs at many locations, like most Walgreens, 7-Eleven, and CVS. You can also send money to anyone, even if they aren't on Chime. Wow. Fee-free for you and no cash-out fees for them. And with the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with everyday purchases and on-time payments. That's the magic of Credit Builder. You can increase your credit history with no annual fees or interest. And having a higher credit score can mean getting better car loan rates or renting apartments easier or just bragging rights around the dinner table. Chime, no monthly fees. Sign up for a Chime checking account only takes 2 minutes and does not affect your credit score. So continue your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/Sarah. That's Chime.com/Sarah. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary and some user scores may not improve.
And we're back.
Sarah, we actually got a multiple calls about the caller last week whose father had committed suicide, and so we're going to play a couple for you, just so you...
Okay.
Where?
Oof. Hi, Sarah. I'm calling in regards to a caller who mentioned that her dad took his own life when she was 18. Mm. My dad took his life when I was 19, and I'm now 33. And I find myself dealing with a lot of the same things that she mentioned in her call. And I don't know why I was so moved to call in, but I think I just wanted to let that caller know that they're not alone. And now I'm very moved to go to group counseling as well. So I just want to say thank you for your podcast. And yeah, that was just very moving. Anyway, I hope you have a good day. Bye.
Wow. What do you know? I hope that caller's listening this week. Hey, you're not alone. Look. And you're not alone. And I'm so sorry, Pumpkin. Thanks for calling in. I think that's... I know from you that that's real helpful for people. So, thank you. What else?
Hi, Sarah. This is Carrie calling from Indiana. Sorry about the kids in the background. But you were talking about suicide on yesterday's episode, and specifically a friend of yours who adored his daughter and yet still took his life. And you were wondering how somebody who loved their child could do something so selfish. And what I would say to that is that in those darkest of moments, your brain lies to you and tells you that they are better off without you.
Yeah.
And you believe it. And it's an overabundance of love sometimes that makes you take your life to save your children from you. I know it doesn't make any sense, but it's true. So just wanted to give you that perspective.
Wow. Okay, sure. There you go. Maybe that helped someone struggling with that. I hope it did. Maybe our first caller from last week is listening this week. I hope so. If that's helpful. Thanks for calling in. What else we got?
Hello, Sarah. This is Alistair from England. Just wanted to hear your thoughts on the idea of toxic femininity, if you believe that's even a thing at all. Every time I bring it up to people that seem like they'd give me great answers, it gets shut down completely. I think in the same way lots of men reacted when toxic masculinity was identified and discussed. So as I admire your logical and wise opinion on lots of issues, I'd love to hear your thoughts on behavior that might be considered toxic femininity. Thank you. Keep up the amazing work. Bye.
That's interesting. I've, you know, never heard of that before. Maybe you came up with that on your own. I would need to hear what your definition of that is and how that in your mind that manifests, because as just from what you said, it just sounds like a tit for tat reaction to something that does exist, toxic masculinity. I mean, this is not me saying women are perfect by any means, but this is just me saying toxic masculinity is a thing, and it's been perpetuated by both men and women. I've heard women say man up, you know, or be a man, or, you know, that it's, there's no exception for women in that world of perpetuating toxic masculinity. But I would say that is a real thing. I don't know about toxic femininity. I would need to hear how you define it. But yeah, I mean, I do think women participate in toxic masculinity. They expect, you know, women who expect them to pay or be the breadwinner, you know, or, you know, there are certainly mothers raised in toxic masculinity who then raise their sons that way and their daughters. The boys play sports, the girls play with dolls, labels, like the caller before, you know, genderizing everything, behaviors, emotions, being able to have emotions at all, other than maybe rage. This is really fucked up. And again, it doesn't feel weird because as a society that's a patriarchy, it's what we know and how we were raised and how the people that raised us were raised. But make no mistake, it makes absolutely no sense and accomplishes nothing. Sure, you may say in caveman times, the men hunted and the women gathered or whatever. All right. So still do that? Is that, get it out? People are people and they don't need to be told what or how to feel. All we are is feelings. That's how we raise our boys and our girls. Same. Like, we're just made up of feelings and deciphering them and wondering about them and examining them is how we grow. But to be taught to repress feelings because you're a boy is weird. Common, totally how it's been, but weird. All right, what else?
Hi, Sarah. It's Michaela from Michigan. I am wondering how you tell a stranger that their face makeup does not match their neck.
A stranger?
I saw a woman today and her shade looked about 10 shades off, and it was so alarming. I really wanted to tell her, and I could not find the words. She was an older woman, and I just didn't know what to say. What do I do? Thanks, Sarah.
Well, she's a stranger. Don't say anything, I think. Though I understand you feel it's a mitzvah to let her know. I mean, if you're friends, I would say absolutely tell them, you know. And if you were friends, I would have advice. Like, there are maybe two opposing ways I can think of that you would tell them. One is just to say, like, I think you need to blend your face makeup into your neck. And the other is going way less casual and making it a bigger thing. Like, I want to tell you something because I think you would want to know. I know that I would want to know if I were you, but I'm scared you'll hate me. And then when they're like, oh my God, tell me, then you can just be like, I think you need to blend your face makeup into your neck. And then they'll just be so relieved that it wasn't a big deal that, you know, it'll all be fine. Wait a minute. Are you talking about me? Hold on, because I am a stranger and I put tinted moisturizer on my face when I do this. You know, I don't have like a makeup person or something. I just put like a tinted moisturizer, put it on my face. I mean, I think I blend it into my neck, but it's not like I'm like covering my neck. Now I'm paranoid. Raj, be honest. Wait a minute. Does my neck look different from my face? Would you tell me?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, the neck does look different because there's a different amount of light on it. Remember when I got a spray tan like a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
And couldn't have been a few years ago, but like at the beginning of this, I got a spray tan.
Yeah.
And it was last summer. I decided to get a spray tan. I just looked orange and I mostly scrubbed it all off, but then it was still on my neck. It was really bad. Like we had to like put like a filter on my, I don't know what the editor did, but he had to fix it. That was funny. I was really earnestly answering that question. And then it hit me that she was maybe talking about myself. She's like,
she's definitely not talking about you.
Oh, thank you, Amy's V. Plus, Amy would tell me immediately if that were the case. Well, so I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I tell you when you put too much blush on. Yes.
Did I? I maybe did that today. But
no, you didn't. I'm just saying, like, I always tell you if there's like makeup tomfoolery.
I put blush like this. This is terrible. I was in my car and I put on the blush. I have like blush lipstick. So I put blush and then a little on my nose, a little right here, a little right on my chin, and then on my lips. And then I put it back in my bag and I went to blend and I was driving and I was like, oh my, I'm going to get in a car accident and have unblended makeup in weird places on my face. But then I blended it. God, what a story.
Here's some ads.
So I've been trying this fume inhaler. It's a natural inhaler, and I love it. I have, oral fixation, and this is just the ticket for me. There's nothing wrong with it. It's only good for you, and it's just fun to use. Fume is the natural inhaler designed for a better, safer, and natural way to quit cigarettes. But you don't have to be quitting cigarettes to love it. I'm a testament to that. It's a non-smoke, no vape, and no nicotine replacement for the hand to mouth habit of smoking. Fume handcrafts wooden inhalers and uses cores infused with plant oils studied to curb cravings. They have flavors like peppermint and conker with minty notes to simulate menthol cigarettes, and other flavors like cozy chai and lemon berry bliss for a sweeter experience. And guess what? All of their flavors are 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no artificial flavors, absolutely no nicotine. Quitting is tough, but Fume really can help. They've got thousands of 5-star reviews from smokers who have tried everything else, and this worked. I love it. I think it's cool. The wooden, pipe thing is beautiful, and I just feel cool with it in my mouth. I feel like a healthy Columbo or something. Whether you're a smoker or an ex-smoker who still struggles with cravings, Fume is the perfect tool for you. Head to breathefume.com/Sarah and use promo code Sarah to save 10% off your entire order. That's 10% off your entire order when you head to breathefume.com/Sarah and use code Sarah. Thrive Market, baby. Man, you can get anything there. You can get stuff for your dog. It's all organic. It's good for you shit. Finding all your grocery items in one place at an affordable price is almost impossible now. But Thrive Market, you can get everything you need and so much more there. With Thrive Market, you can shop everything from healthy pantry essentials and sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products, all delivered right to your door. And get this, when you buy from Thrive Market, you can save up to 30% off the best organic groceries. I love how easy it is to use their website and their app. Looking for low sugar, keto, gluten-free, zero waste, BIPOC-owned brands? Filter by 90 plus values and lifestyles to find what works for you. With over 5,000 food, home, and beauty products, finding what you need is so easy with Thrive Market. I got healthy shit for my dog. I got healthy shit for my me. It's good stuff. You can also feel really good about yourself using Thrive Market, because when you join, you're joining a community of 1 million plus members in sponsoring a family in need. And with their fast and free carbon neutral shipping, you are also bettering our planet, or at least helping not murder it. Get convenient, high-quality, affordable groceries delivered with Thrive Market. Join Thrive Market today and get $80 in free groceries. What? That's thrivemarket.com/Silverman to get $80 in free groceries. That's thrivemarket.com/Silverman.
And we're back.
Hello, Sarah. It's Sarah from Columbus, Ohio. I love you, love all your work, love this podcast. It's a highlight of each of my weeks, so thank you very much for that. Anyways, yesterday I was in my car, and I was at a red light getting ready to turn right, and the car behind me, before I'm ready to actually turn, just lays on their horn, and my immediate response is rage. I don't do anything about it, but I feel rageful. I'm in my mind going down a rabbit hole of just how terrible of a person they must be, how they must walk around telling people what to do all the time. And honestly, it makes me laugh at myself, because unless someone's being hateful or hurtful, I'm not. I tend to be a very empathetic person, and strangers don't tend to piss me off very easily. But anyways, my question for you, Sarah, is do you have similar responses in the car? What are your traffic woes? Thank you so much for listening to my question. I love you.
I've come a long way in terms of road rage. I just think it's interesting. You said, someone just laid on their horn. And that's when someone does that, it's so scary. It's designed that way because you if you're about to drive into a lane where there's a car, you're going to honk so that, oh shit, but, when you're just sitting there and someone honks at you out of nowhere, it's jolting. It surprises you. It scares you. It makes you jump. And that just instinctually as a human, it's like if you clap in a room with a sleeping baby and they wake up and cry, that's kind of your inner baby going, it scares you and you get that ragey feeling of self-protection, you know? Now for me, like when I moved here from New York, I was like, honk, 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 honk. But you learn in LA to get very zen and you have to leave early and then you're not stressed. Because I've noticed that 100% of the times that I have any kind of like road rage, it's because I'm late. That's always the common denominator, which is my fault. But because I'm late and I'm stressed, I hate anyone holding me up. But guess who really held me up? Me, because I am late. I had two sets one night. Did I talk about this? I opened for, I went on Adam Carolla's show. Did I talk about this? This is kind of interesting. I went on during Adam Carolla's show at the Improv. He asked me to go on before him on a night when he was headlining. And I said, hell yes, because I want to be in front of his audience. Totally. And then I went from there, had to race across town to open for Pussy Riot, which is like, I just love the extremes of those two gigs. And yet an audience is an audience, I got to tell you. But I was late I got on late at Adam's show, and then I'm racing to get to Pussy Riot across town. And I cut off a guy on Hollywood Boulevard, totally cut him off, and, you know, to speed past him, and then immediately was at a red light. Like a fucking asshole. And he pulled up next to me and I rolled down my window and he rolled down his. And I said, sorry, I'm an asshole. And I cut you off just to be at the same light next to you. You know, like I guess I learned my lesson. And boy, he was immediately disarmed and he was laughing at me and with me. And he said, this is what I try to tell my daughters. You know, you're just, it's not going to get you there faster and you're putting yourself in danger. And we just, it was kind of just the sweetest love fest. And you can turn those things around. It's just like that energy experiment I did from way back when. You know, it's like, I love getting to apologize for doing those dumb things. And like, as soon as I did it, I was like, I put him in danger. I put myself in danger and I'm no closer to the El Rey Theater. So, I like being able to take part in being mad at me with him. And it just changes the energy so much that we ended up having such a laughy, fun time at that red light. All right. But, you know, the lesson from that, I'm telling you, you want to prevent road rage besides go to therapy, get zen, is leave early. Leave with more than enough time to get there. Like, what's the worst that happens? You get there early and you're on your phone for 10 minutes in your car. Like, it's just the simplest, just wonderfulest solution to a problem that has a solution. Leave earlier. All right, what else?
Hey, Sarah. I love your podcast. Last week you were talking about, you know, if we can be friends with, like, people on the other side of our political beliefs, Trumpers, whatever. I kind of took your advice because someone had said I would be friends with this girl, and I looked up on her Instagram, and she follows, like, the entire fucking family. And I took your advice, like, give them a chance to be an asshole. And honestly, I went out with her, had the best time. We didn't talk about political shit at all. I feel really bad that I, like, kind of judged her, like that wasn't very fair. We sang Wrecking Ball at karaoke together. Like, it was just, I don't know, like, I took your advice. That was such a, I don't know, I think it makes me want to look at myself and be like, why are we just judging each other? Like, we're all just people. So it was very helpful, and It makes me want to be even more Omen. Love the podcast. Thanks.
Holy shit. That just, it makes me so happy to hear that. What a kick. Thanks for calling back in. Listen, I get judging someone that loves the Trump family and what they stand for. But what happens is before ever experiencing them, you judge them, you don't like them. And then when you interact, you're certainly not your best self around them. You're closed. And then that's what they think liberals are because that's what they see. You know, in my mind, personal interaction is our only hope, and you've got to come to it your most open self. And that's not just beautiful, it's brave to do that. And it's not just brave, it's effective to do that. And even if it's only effective 20% of the time, 10% of the time, it's worth it. It's fucking worth it. All right, what else? That was great.
Hi, Sarah. It's your Canadian buddy, Neil. Good. I have always found you simply amazing, beautiful, intelligent, and so talented. If you had a superpower, what would it be, and how would you use it?
Oh, I've answered this question a million times. I would have the power of flight, but with temperature control. You know, I don't like being cold. That's my kryptonite. Yeah, it would be the power of flight, but temperature control. Or maybe the power to feed the world and heal the ills of all. But no, yeah, flight, warm flight.
Hi, Sarah. This is Saffron from Cardiff, Wales.
Oh.
I know you've had a caller from Wales before, and I found it very funny, the comment you made about our flag looking like something a 10-year-old boy had drawn. I used to really think my flag was cool because it was a dragon. And then I realized that I was about 10 when I thought that. So point well made. My question is actually about an episode of The Simpsons I watched the other day that included you as a voice actor. But it didn't quite sound like you, in my opinion. And I know that sounds wild, but I remember you saying that sometimes your sister does some of the voices on like adverts that include Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph.
Right.
And I thought, and I'm just curious if that was really you or possibly your sister in that episode of The Simpsons. Thanks.
Wow, you've got quite an ear because... No, you're wrong. It was me. I was on The Simpsons a couple times, one playing myself and one playing like a love interest for Bart. But they were both me. Sorry. That would have been so cool if you caught that. That would have been very cool. But unfortunately, it was me. And Dad, with that, I gotta say, we are wrapping up. Changed it up a little today. We are wrapping up. We are winding down. This is the time in the podcast when I say subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you like watching with your eyeballs, check us out on YouTube. Subscribe there. All it means to subscribe is that you get a little thing that's like, then a new one's out. But it helps us a lot. So do it. Do it.
Hey. Hey, I wanna.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, ya fucker.
Subscribe here so you don't miss an episode. And you can click here to watch the last episode if you missed it.